USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A man accused of shooting two St. Louis police officers late yesterday has been taken into custody after a nearly 12-hour standoff. Police say they were responding to a call about shots fired when they heard shots themselves. The police chief says a 29-year-old officer was shot in the head, now in very critical condition. The gunman then shot another officer in the leg. Police say the gunman then ordered a couple out of their home and barricaded himself inside again for about 12 hours. A man was shot and killed during protests in downtown Portland, Oregon last night. Police there say it happened as hundreds of vehicles in a pro-President Trump caravan drove through the city and some involved clashed with counter-protesters. Police are not releasing information on the suspect. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing, having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
President Trump visited Louisiana yesterday, touring areas hardest hit by Hurricane Laura a few days ago. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
He later arrived in Texas, where 16 deaths have been reported between both states. Democratic nominee Joe Biden spoke to members of the National Guard from his home in Wilmington, Delaware.
You do everything we ask of you. You place your communities and your country ahead of your personal comfort. And when the need arises, you leave your families and your jobs and drop everything.
A tweet announcing the passing of actor Chadwick Boseman is now the most liked tweet of all time. Yesterday's tweet confirming his death from colon cancer was appreciated by millions of grieving fans. The tweet appeared on Boseman's official Twitter account with the news of his passing, alongside a black and white photograph of his face with a huge smile. The Black Panther actor died Friday at 43 after a four-year-long fight against colon cancer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In-person intelligence briefings will no longer be given to senior members of Congress. Instead, they'll be done purely in writing. That's according to National Intelligence Director John Ratcliffe, who stresses the office is continuing to make sure that the elections are secure, and he says there have been leaks because of in-person briefings in the past. Democrats say it's a shameful attempt by the Trump administration to withhold information in the run-up to the election. An NBA great has passed away at 53. Clifford Robinson, known for his trademark headband, played 18 seasons, split between the Portland Trail Blazers, Phoenix Suns, Detroit Pistons, Golden State Warriors, and the New Jersey Nets. His former UConn coach, Jim Calhoun, says he was our first great player. And attention, fans of Lucky Charms.
Yellow moons, green four-leaf clovers, orange stars, pink hearts. See them mixed right in with the old cereal.
Well, now you can skip the cereal and go straight to those marshmallows. General Mills is releasing those magically delicious marshmallow charms separately now. Each 6-ounce pouch will have all now 8 iconic marshmallows: blue moons, red balloons, green clovers, shooting stars, horseshoes, hearts, unicorns, and rainbows. The marshmallows are selling nationwide for a limited time only, though. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.